Menachos Perek Yudalef, Mishnah Ches, 11:8. More on the details of the offering and eating of the Lechem HaPanim. So, as you said already, the way it's supposed to be done is it's the Lechem HaPanim and the Bazichin of Levona are supposed to go on the Shulchan on Shabbos and be removed the next Shabbos. The Bazichin contain Levona, which is burned on the Mizbeach, and that's the Matir. That's what allows for the Lechem HaPanim to be eaten by the Kohanim. Now, you recall this notion of a Matir. When it comes to Zavachim, that's usually the blood. You offer the blood in Mizbeach, then you can eat the meat if it's eaten. When it comes to normal mincha, you'd offer the komets, like the, you know, those of meal on the Mizbeach, and then the rest of the mincha can be eaten, the shirayim. None of the lechem apanim goes on the Mizbeach. So the matir is simply the bezichin, the spoonfuls of Lavona. Now, our Mishnah is going to talk about what if things go wrong. Now, the essential thing you need to understand is we're going to focus on that triad, those the three psulim that carry a special penalty of karis if one eats a carbon which has become invalid by either what's called pigle, nosar, or tummy. I'll remind you what those things are. Pigle means that the carbon was done, one of the essential avodos of the carbon were done, usually what we're talking about the matir. So, for example, applying the blood to the mizbeach, or putting the komets to the mizbeach, or doing the bezich elavona of the lechem apanim on the mizbeach, and thinking chutz lezmano thoughts, thinking you're going to be eating, for example, this carbon or whatever it is, outside of the proper time. Okay, you're going to push it off and eat it outside the proper time. So if one does that, so then that he's mifagel, he creates pigle, meaning that now if one would eat from a carbon which is pigle, he had chutz lezmano thoughts. So then the penalty is karis if one eats intentionally. If it does it by shogeg, not intentionally, he brings a chatas, okay? Similarly, a korban, once it's been offered properly, essentially, so the blood or whatever the matzah has been offered, also the korban is subject to the restrictions of what's called nosar and tame, meaning if you leave nosar as leftovers, you leave it past the deadline of lina, now the korban becomes forbidden to eat, again with the penalty of karis. If it's done in bemezid, and similarly tame, if the korban becomes tame, or the person becomes tame and eats it now, at once it's been offered properly, the penalty is karis. Now, what the basic rule for pigle, which we made a big emphasis on in the beginning of this mesechta and also in the beginning of zvachim, is something is only subject a korban that became invalidated is only subject to the pigle karis penalty if it was the matir was karav kemitzvah so, meaning you're makriv the matir kemitzvah so, means the permitting element, so in the case of the lechem apanim, it's going to be the bezichin, was offered as it should be offered, meaning, yes, you did the wrong thing of thinking about chutz lezmano, the wrong time, but everything else was done right. If there are other psulim involved, like, I don't know, it was a chatas not lishma, right, or it was also when you did the mincha, you also, when you were did the komets or put in the clear something, you thought, like, the wrong place, you're going to burn it in the wrong place. Or if in the case of the, here in our Mishnah of the Bezichin, if the Bezichin weren't on for all 7 days, from Shabbos to Shabbos, so then the matir itself is invalid, and therefore even if you offer it and you think chutz lezmano thoughts, it doesn't matter. You weren't makriv the matir kemitzvah so, and therefore it doesn't create pigle, so therefore the korban is certainly invalid, and one may not eat it under penalty of the zalav, but if one does, he's not subject to karis. That's the basic point of our Mishnah here. Now, the pasuk says, "Bayom haShabbos yarchenu." You will arrange the lechem apanim from on Shabbos specifically. So it sits there for a week, right? Every Shabbos is arranged, so it sits there for a week from Shabbos to Shabbos, and then it comes off. That's true both for the lechem itself, the breads, as well as the bezichin, the two spoons of frankincense. So if it's not there long enough, you're going to have a problem of a psul. Says the Mishnah inside. Therefore, sider es alechem b'Shabbos. You put the breads on the shulchan as they should have been on Shabbos. Ves habazichim la'achar Shabbos. However, you didn't put the spoons with the bazi of the frankincense on the shulchan until it's called Sunday. Ve'hikter es habazichim b'Shabbos. 6 days later, you take the bazichim and you put the frankincense on the mizbeach as you're supposed to. Now, psula. That's not valid because you didn't have the frankincense on the table from Shabbos to Shabbos. So it's not valid. Since the matir isn't valid, also the psula, the breads are invalid. You can't eat them. However, if one goes and eats these invalid lechem apanims, so even if when he brought the mezichin and he had chutz lezmano thoughts, it won't be subject to pigle because it was invalid anyways. Therefore, he wasn't makriv of the matir kemitzvah so of the bezichim. Similarly, since the breads were not valid in the first place, they're not subject to lina, and therefore they don't become nosar. So if one eats them again, they're invalid. They're not korbanos. They're not nosar, and therefore no karas. And similarly, tamei, the korbanos weren't allowed to be eaten by a tahor person. So the fact that they became tamei didn't make them more worse, and therefore, if one doesn't eat them in a state of tumah, they became tamei. He's not subject to karas. Fine. That's case number one of three cases in the Mishnah. The second case is Sidra es alechem ves abezichem b'Shabbos. Both the breads and the spoonfuls of frankincense made on the shulchan as they should on Shabbos. The hiktir es abezichem la'achar Shabbos. But you make a mistake and you don't have the full 7 days as you're supposed to. So basically you have it 6 days again, right? Midweek, you put the bazich on the mizbeach. Okay, so 6 days again of bazich on the mizbeach, not a Shabbos. So again, puzzle, the whole thing is not valid, and therefore similarly, vein chayav and alein. If you do eat these breads which are invalid, the matir wasn't done right. So therefore, you're not subject for karas mishum pigel no sorvatame, like we said for the previous case. Now, what happens if the third case is a little different? What happens if sidur es alechem ves abezich in la'achar Shabbos? You put both the breads and the spoons of frankincense on the shulchan, in the kodesh, midweek. Call it Sunday. Okay? But then, so you haven't got what you need. If v'hiktir es a bezichin b'shabbos, if, call it 6 days later, you take the spoons and you burn the frankincense on the mizbeach, well then puzzle. Everything's no good like before because you didn't have the Shabbos to Shabbos. But you have a solution here. Ketzad, what can you do? Ketzad yase, what should you do? Yanichena l'Shabbos haba, just wait. Because although this Shabbos you can't offer the bezichin because the breads haven't been on for 7 days, you could, of Shabbos to Shabbos, you could leave it out from this Shabbos and it'll be there till the next Shabbos. So it's a total of 13 days, but it does get the Shabbos to Shabbos. And then shefilu hish al shulchan yam rabim, even if the breads sit on the table for many days, meaning 13 days, let's say, okay, but it's only one Shabbos to Shabbos, e makach klum, that's fine, there's no problem. Okay, so the point is, therefore, there's no, put in other technical terms, there's no issue of nosar, or more specific, even more technical, there's no issue of alina, of leaving the bread past the deadline until it goes from a Shabbos to a second Shabbos. So if you put it on a Sunday, the clock doesn't even start ticking until the first Shabbos, and then the lina clock would then start buzzing if you left it past the second Shabbos. But if on the second Shabbos you offer it, everything is cool, and you could eat the lechem upon him, no problem. And then, of course, the Mishnah doesn't say it, but if you thought chutzas mono thoughts, for example, when you did the bazich on day 13, that would make the bread pigel and you would be subject to karas. The Rashi learns that what you can't just simply twiddle your thumbs for 13 days. He learns you have to essentially, on the first Shabbos you arrive 6 days later, you have to take the breads off and then put them back on again. Because otherwise it's like you didn't put them on Shabbos. You might as well left a monkey to do it for you. It doesn't count. So you have to, can't just sit passively, take it off and then put it right back on again. That's Rashi's mahalach. Although the Rambam makes no mention of that. The Rambam suggests just you can wait 13 consecutive days without break. So just let it sit there on Shabbos, no need to take any action. And then come the next Shabbos, everything will be kosher v'yosher if you offer it properly. And l'chora, the halacha is like the Rambam, so therefore there's no need to take it off and put it back on again when you encounter that first Shabbos.